This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean and special guest co-host Simon Dunn. And before the show today, we were having a conversation just about some of the stuff we've seen in the news and things we wanted to talk about today on the show. And there was an article in the past week that's come out through the BBC, and it was talking about people, specifically gay men, who felt too unattractive to be a part of the gay community. And there's always a lot of pressure, whether you're part of the gay community or any other one, where you have to look a certain way and be seen a certain way. And if you don't look like this muscled-edged or thin thing, suddenly everything changes. And I think this is a very interesting conversation for us to all have, because I'm absolutely not that. I am Mr. Blobby, and I'm fine with it. And this is something that you've talked about in articles that you've done, Simon, and we're looking at what you've experienced, because fitness is a part of your journey and who you are.
Yeah, definitely. I find the community, what we're doing with articles like this, is just segmenting ourselves even further. It's kind of like a sense of, without having a cry, it's kind of fit shaming. Whereas the people who have the abs, people who work out, people who train, are kind of given a sense of they're doing something wrong. Because of Instagram and all the accounts that our community, ourselves, follow, we've put them on a pedestal, and then we get angry at them for being on that pedestal.
When it's a pedestal that, has been created to that's what you should adore and that's what you should be.
Exactly. So then everyone who's not on that pedestal makes themselves feel better about it by saying they're being treated unequally within the community. But all three of us in this room can agree that our community is not just people at the gym. It is
thing or one body type.
I've been to
person.
A bear bar and being basically shamed myself, but I'm not going to go home and
Interesting thing where it comes from a lot of different...
Give me time.
It comes from a lot of different perspectives and from a lot of different spaces. But the conversation that we never seem to really be having is the fact that everyone has issues with their body. Everyone doesn't feel like they fit in. I don't know anyone who feels 100% like they're fine. So what you see in someone else doesn't mean that that's who they are or that's what they're projecting.
Yeah, I think the way that that article went is they're trying to say that because we were bullied in our youth, we try and become a perfect version of ourselves. But I also think because we were bullied in our youth, we think it gives us an inherent right to bully others.
Yeah.
So we like when we all get together as a group of people who are similar to us, we kind of feel like it's okay to look down upon others or bitch behind that person's back because we were bullied.
I think you bring up something interesting when you say, what does similar to us mean? Because just because we all share a common gender identity or sexual identity, that's the part that links us. But the other elements are things that everyone in every part of their lives have. We've just gotten a message in from Rick saying, as a mature age, bigger person, I'm sometimes invisible when I attend queer events. However, I have a lot of love to offer, but my physicality is judged as undesirable, which is disappointing for inclusive love. Love is love, no matter what shape you are. And that's absolutely right. And it's a double-edged sword because you don't necessarily know that that's how people are seeing you. I've had a scenario, actually, and I've talked about that here on the show, where a person came up to me and said, if you just exercised and lost like 50 kilograms, I would find you attractive. Remember where we had, a year ago and 1 week ago was when I actually was reminded of the post, and I was just shocked that someone had the balls to walk up to me and say that. But it's this entire scenario where anyone thinks it's okay. That's one person being a fool.
Well, whereas for me, I had the opposite from an old rugby teammate who said, if I ate more KFC, I'd be a lot more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you view things from your own standpoint.
But attractiveness is in the eye of the beholder.
Exactly.
And it's not something that should ever be used as a weapon. Everyone is beautiful and everyone is attractive. But the important thing that we need to think about is making sure that you're comfortable within yourself. The article that we're talking about that was put out by the BBC focused on people who went to really massive extremes to change their bodies, whether it was, taking
steroids,
substances they shouldn't have, or having surgery to make themselves look and feel look a certain way so that they would feel a different way in the way that other people would see them. If people don't see who you are because they're just seeing the outer shell, that is their problem. And I know it's easy to be said. I'm a very confident individual and I put myself in spaces looking a certain way or wearing certain things, that some people are going to call that out and some people are going to do that. And that's on them. But you need to be able to look in the mirror and go, what is good about me? Because what anyone, whether you're looking for a partner or you're just looking for friends or you're looking for whoever, it's never what's on the outside that really, really matters. It's all about what's on the inside.
Mm. Yeah, I can absolutely attest to that. I think I've been a variety of different body shapes in my life. And I have noticed a difference in the way that people respond to me at different points in my life, but I can also acknowledge that that has as much to do with how I look as it does with how I'm feeling about myself and what I'm kind of projecting to the world. I think it's very easy in a lot of life. It's very easy to blame other people for things that you might be creating for yourself. You know, that's not to say that there's never any legitimacy in what you're feeling, but absolutely there are times when, you know, if you feel really bad about yourself, then it is quite easy to make that everybody else's fault for treating you a certain way.
And just because other people find that person or that body type attractive doesn't mean that person feels that way. So they can be feeling...
They themselves have their own body insecurities.
And I don't know anyone who doesn't, but they can be feeling the exact same way that you do, which is why it's more important to not focus on the way they look, but actually focus on who they are.
So for me personally, articles like this, fit shaming, as my quote,
it is
just makes it worse. It's because you're doing exactly to them what you are saying people are doing to you.
Yeah.
But it's okay to happen to you because we put them on a pedestal.
Yeah. And article put a big focus on, oh, look at the cover of queer magazines and look at the posters. It's only this specific type of image or person. But what you've also got to remember is that that's just marketing.
That's a business. Those magazines need to sell.
And the reality is that is the kind of, you know, that putting that a person looking that way on a cover of a magazine. Look at what the celebrities that you see on the cover. You've been on the cover of magazines yourself.
And as we discussed earlier, we both know people within those industries. And they've simply said magazines who don't have those people on the covers are less likely to sell. It's similar to clothing.
Yeah.
We have skinny models because that's how they want to sell clothing.
Yeah.
Colognes, everything in that space is targeted to sell.
Yeah.
And if they were to change that, then they're not going to sell magazines. And we all know how that...
We can wish that people would change things in a little bit more ways, so there were more... If we could have more body diversity, that would be absolutely fantastic. But the reality is, just because it's there and that visibility's there, it doesn't mean that it hits the spot in another way. So my advice out there, let's give everyone some top tips. Mine is to turn around and look at yourself and see what's good in you. And when you go out, whether it's to meet people or have a good time, surround yourself with people who see you for who you are. And then anyone and everyone is going to see your inner joy. Mm. As opposed to focusing on your outer. And if there is a person that has a problem with it, stuff them.
I would certainly suggest that people, if they're analysing the way that people are treating them, perhaps consider whether they're treating you that way because of how you feel about yourself, not so much how you look. You know, maybe it's that you have lost a bit of confidence. Maybe it is that you are giving a bit of a please don't look at me, please don't talk to me vibe, and people are going to respond to that.
And I personally think how you look and how you feel about the way you look is the last thing you need to fix prior to actually finding comfort within yourself, maybe your sexuality, your personality, and even your appearance. And once you find comfort across all those separate things, you will actually feel a lot more confident to present yourself to the world.
And we've just had midsummer and Mardi Gras is on the way, and let's be honest, there's always that conversation of, oh, Mardi Gras, you know, Fair Day's kicking off in
a couple
of weeks.
Away from
me. I've got to look differently. I've got to diet because I've got to look a certain way and be seen a certain way. And we put that pressure on ourselves, and we shouldn't be putting that pressure on other people for how they choose to look or choose to be seen. Everyone has their own insecurities. Let them have their insecurities, but you know, none of us need to add to them, because at the end of the day, it's our own, everyone's own journey, and you've got to figure your way through it.
Exactly.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie Dean and guest co-host Simon Dunn.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.